PACT Adoption Information Pack. We found PACT to be the most professional, responsive, flexible and informed agency we have come across. Stephen, PACT Adopter. About PACT. Parents and Children Together, PACT, is a registered charity committed to building and strengthening families. PACT is a member of the CVAA, Consortium of Voluntary Adoption Agencies, and is registered with the Department for Education, DfE, and rated as outstanding by Ofsted. Due to the caring professionalism, experience, and dedication of our teams, PACT is one of the UK's leading adoption charities and has been working with families and children for more than 100 years. Thinking about adoption? If you want to adopt, you can choose whether you do this with a local authority or with an independent adoption agency like PACT. Children who are available for adoption are the responsibility of their local authority. Local authorities recruit adoptive parents for the children in their care and for whom their care plan is adoption. But they aren't always able to find the right family for a child from within their own adopters. Independent adoption agencies recruit, assess, and approve adoptive parents and then find a child or children for them from local authorities across Great Britain. Adopting with PACT. Every case is individual, and people who are open-minded about the children they could care for are likely to be matched quickly. PACT's focus is to provide homes for priority children, and is particularly keen to hear from people who would consider becoming parents to these deserving children who may otherwise miss out on a permanent family. These include children needing to stay with their brothers and sisters, sibling groups, children of black and minority ethnic backgrounds of all ages, older children aged 4 years and over, children with disabilities, for example, Down syndrome, and those where their health has been impacted because of parental drug, alcohol abuse, and/or abuse or neglect. There may be extra support available for families who adopt a priority child or children. Why PACT? PACT is an independent adoption agency. We offer the same service to prospective adopters and operate within the same government guidelines and regulations as local authorities. However, we are not restricted to working within local authority boundaries. Here are some other key differences. PACT is a charity and invests all its income into projects and programmes to support children and families, including therapeutic support and training for our adopters. The children whom our families adopt come from all over Great Britain. PACT isn't responsible for any children in care. Therefore, we can search across the country for the right child to fit into your family and circumstance. PACT fundraises for its Strengthening Families team and its award-winning Family and Children Therapeutic Support, FACTS, bursary, so that we can offer therapeutic support to children who find it difficult to bond and settle into new families. PACT has an established workforce, where we can offer PACT families a service run and developed with years of collective experience. PACT's well-staffed teams provide efficient specialisation. Our social workers only work on adoption cases and can prioritise contact, assessment matching, and placing with their families. What is adoption? Adoption is a way to provide a new family for a child when living with their birth family is not possible. It is a legal process by which all parental responsibility is transferred to the adoptive parent or parents at point of the adoption order, as if the child had been born to them. There are up to 2,000 children on a placement order and waiting to be adopted in the UK. Foster for adoption. Foster for adoption placements are considered for babies from birth to around 2 years old, where social workers believe there is at least an 80% chance that a child will be adopted. This allows the child to live with potential adopters under a fostering arrangement, while the court decides whether the baby or young child should be adopted or can return to the birth family. This scheme reduces the number of moves a baby or young child will make whilst their future is being decided. If you would like to be considered for a child under the Foster for Adoption scheme, please call our inquiries team for further information. Targeted family finding. PACT provides a targeted family finding service to local authorities for children who have been waiting a long time to be adopted. These children are often older or have additional needs, and PACT is passionate about finding the very best family for them. Children PACT Family Finds For will have undergone a full assessment and will have a tailored support package in place, including access to PACT's Strengthening Families team and award-winning therapeutic support service, FACTS. Families adopting through PACT will have training and support through all stages of the adoption journey. Can you adopt? There are many myths about who can or cannot adopt. Here are some of the factors which can help you to decide whether you would be eligible to apply to adopt. Remember, there is no such thing as a typical adopter. We are all different, and so are the children waiting to be adopted. Age. You have to be a minimum of 21 years old. There is no legal upper age limit, and as caring for children is demanding, you need to be able to demonstrate the energy and emotional and physical health necessary to care for a child throughout childhood and to adulthood. Catchment area. PACT works with families across London and the South East. Applicants need to travel to one of PACT's offices for training and meetings. These are located in Reading, Brighton, and London. If you live further than 50 miles from one of our offices, please get in touch to find out whether we have a social worker available in your area. Marital status. You may be single, married, in a civil partnership, separated, widowed, or divorced. If you apply as a couple, you need to have been living together for at least 2 years and to have a relationship that is loving and enduring. Sexuality. PACT actively recruits LGBT, lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, adopters. You do not have to be heterosexual to apply. PACT subscribes to New Family Social to support our LGBT applicants. Children. People with and without birth or stepchildren can adopt. We will discuss your experiences of childcare with you, and if this is limited, you will be asked to gain relevant voluntary experience with children. If you are already parents, there needs to be a considerable age difference, at least 2 years, between an adopted child and any children already in the family. This age gap is to ensure that children already in your family have a secure position and will be happy to welcome a new member of the family. Adopted children may be more demanding than birth children at the same age and have significant emotional and behavioural needs. Adopted children should be younger than any birth or stepchildren in your family, as they may have negative memories of early parenting and may not cope well with a younger sibling. Spare room. You would ideally have a spare bedroom available for each child that you wish to adopt. Adopted children, including siblings, need their own space and a bedroom each. However, in certain circumstances, this might not be necessary. Fertility treatment or childlessness. Adoption is an option that can be considered at any stage, and we encourage you to get in touch to discuss whether it could be right for you. If you are undergoing fertility treatment, we will ask you to allow 6 months to elapse between ceasing any fertility treatment and applying to adopt. Health. You will need to be medically fit to care for a child throughout childhood into adulthood, and you will need to have a medical with your GP as part of your application. PACT encourages applicants to have a max BMI of 40 and are open to discussing this aspect of health further. If you smoke, we will expect you to commit to a smoking cessation program and regularly evidence that you have quit, to be completed by the time of approval panel. Criminal offences. Every applicant will have a Disclosure and Barring Service, DBS, check. This service replaces the Criminal Records Bureau check, CRB. You will not be able to adopt if you have any criminal offences against children. Other serious criminal offences may also disqualify you. However, having a criminal record of other offences should be discussed with us at the earliest opportunity, as this is not an automatic barrier to adoption. Pets. Many PACT families have animals. However, it is important that they are child-friendly and have an appropriate status within the home. A pet evaluation is completed as part of the assessment process. Religion. PACT sets no criteria about the religious beliefs of applicants. Children waiting to be adopted come from a range of religious and non-religious backgrounds, and we are seeking families to accommodate this variety. Your religion and cultural background may be a positive factor, as we can match you with a child who shares them. Availability. You need to have time to give to a child. Caring for children and young people who have been through trauma and loss means being available for them. Adopters need to be able to take up to 12 months off work when the adopted children or child comes to live with you, to help them to bond and settle into their new home. For those who adopt as a couple, the primary carer will need to take this time off work, or for you to share the adoption leave. Employed applicants will be entitled to adoption and parental leave. Commitment to an intensive preparation and application process over 6 months. The adoption process is designed to be completed in 6 months, and we ask that those applying to adopt are able to commit their time to training, meetings, and preparation, which includes providing completed paperwork within tight deadlines. You will need to take time off work to attend training, meetings in your home, and for introductions, from 10 to 14 days, when you get to know your child or children. Quick reference guide to the process. Inquiry stage. Gather information. Attend a PACT information event. Choose an agency. Initial interview with a PACT social worker. Appropriate voluntary work with children arranged by applicants. Stage 1. To be completed within 8 weeks. Return a completed registration of interest form. Statutory checks made, including DBS, local authority, and medicals. References obtained. Attend a 4-day preparation course. Applicants to complete and return the necessary templates. Undertake some initial preparation and reading. Stage 2, to be completed within 16 weeks. Home study assessment with your allocated social worker. Home study report presented to the adoption panel. Further training for you. 2-day moving on to placement. Additional training for your support network. Family and friends workshop. Family finding. Linking you with a child or children. Matching panel approval. Introductions. Visits. Around 10 to 14 days to enable you to get to know your child or children. Placement of your child or children in your home. Establishing your family. Becoming parents. Support and reviews. Legal adoption order and celebration hearing, 3 to 12 months after placement. Ongoing adoption placement support. Continuing training. Support groups and PACT family fun days. Access to FACTS therapeutic services. Post-adoption services for adopted adults. Birth family searches. Counselling and support for adult adoptees and their families. Consider opportunities to support PACT. Speak at further information evenings or help at publicity events. Help raise awareness by following at PACT Charity on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram. Inquiry stage. When considering adoption, you will want to find out as much as you can to help decide whether to apply to adopt and whether PACT is the right agency for you. As well as reading or listening to this information pack, you can find out more by attending a PACT information event, talking to any adopters you know or the speakers at PACT information events, contacting First for Adoption, the National Gateway Service, at firstforadoption.org.uk, getting in touch with us to ask any questions by phone on 0300 456 4800 or email inquiries@pactcharity.org. Using the Discover Adoption Pack for guidance on how to prepare yourself, reading, volunteering, increasing your knowledge of children placed for adoption. Information events. PACT holds regular information events in London, Brighton and Reading. These informal events provide you with further details and the opportunity to talk to an experienced social worker or social work assistant about your own situation. Information events include a talk from a PACT adopter about their experience, from initial contact with PACT to having a child placed. To book a place on the next event, please call 0300 456 4800 to speak to our inquiries team. The first step to becoming an adopter with PACT is to speak to our inquiries team, who will discuss the eligibility criteria and your thoughts on children and adoption. If there is a reason that you do not meet the eligibility criteria, we will tell you at this stage. If you meet the eligibility criteria, an initial interview can be booked through the inquiries team. Initial interview. The next step is an initial interview with a social worker. When you come to the meeting, please bring photographic proof of identification and proof of your current address. You will have to have returned the completed financial form and matching criteria before the interview day. The interview will take place at a PACT office in London, Reading or Brighton during office hours. The meeting will last around 2 hours and will explore your personal circumstances and provide more information about the assessment process. If you are a couple, you must both attend. We will then make a recommendation as to whether PACT will take up your formal application and explain the next steps. Following the initial interview, PACT will either issue you with a registration of interest form or provide reasons in writing if this is not possible. If PACT isn't able to work with you and you still wish to apply to adopt, you can contact firstforadoption.co.uk for details of other agencies. Stage 1. Preparation groups and paperwork. If PACT is able to accept you to apply to adopt, you will be given a registration of interest form. From the date the form is returned, the Stage 1 process will begin. This stage has to be completed within 2 months, as per the new government guidelines, which were introduced in July 2013. Stage 1 is adopter-led, and you will be allocated a PACT social worker who will assist you through this stage. It is advised that you plan to start the adoption process when you have time to proactively commit to your application and the necessary preparation and paperwork which forms stage one. During this time, you will attend an adoption preparation group training course. These run monthly and consist of 4 days over 2 weeks. You will meet other prospective adopters at these groups and learn about why children are placed away from their birth families, challenges of parenting children with early years trauma, standards of care expected from adoption, the support available for adopters and their families, legal and medical issues, how to bond with and set boundaries for adopted children. The preparation groups are run by PACT's lead trainer and a co-trainer, and they are usually joined by an adopter as well as guest speakers. Whilst your participation in the classes is not formally assessed, you will be given feedback at the end, and any issues arising will be discussed with you and passed to the social worker before your home study assessment. The groups usually include a mix of couples and single people. After the first session, everyone starts to relax and make new friends. These groups are designed to help you and are an essential part of the process. Bunny and Tony, PACT adopters, we have made some lifelong friends as a result of the courses. It is useful to know we have people to talk to who fully understand what we are talking about, because they are going through it too. Stage 1. References. PACT is legally required to take up references from a range of people and agencies to ensure there are no known reasons why you may not be suitable to adopt. The references also provide information and evidence of the skills you have and will bring to adoption. The list of required referees includes your employer, if you work, personal referees, counselling referees, and any places where you have worked with children, including voluntary placements. The Registration of Interest, ROI, sets out the perimeters of the reference requests. The return of the signed Registration of Interest form is your permission for PACT to start taking up those references. Each applicant is required to provide 3 personal referees, i.e., 6 references for a couple. One should be a family member, one a long-term close friend, and one good friend who has known you for a significant period. If you have brought up children with someone who is not your current partner, we will also ask them to provide a reference. References are important, but not something to worry about. Most people find that their friends, families, and colleagues are happy to support them in their application to become an adopter. Referees may be visited by your PACT social worker in stage 2 of your application process, and their comments may be included in your home study report. PACT will also contact the Disclosure and Barring Service, DBS, previously the CRB check. A criminal records check will be sought from the UK DBS. In addition, if you have lived overseas for 12 months in the last 10 years, or you have lived overseas for 12 months or more from the age of 18 and worked with children, a police check will also be required from the relevant country or countries. Medical. You will be asked to arrange and pay for a medical examination by your GP, and, if you have children, their doctor will be asked to comment on any health issues they may have. The medical will include questions on your alcohol intake, weight, medication, and any other health-related lifestyle factors. If you have had a serious health issue, are in treatment, or on long-term prescribed medication, this may not exclude you from adopting, but will be discussed at your initial interview and included in the report. Your medical report needs to be reviewed by PACT's medical advisor, and they will provide their comments on your suitability to adopt. Please arrange your medical as soon as your registration of interest form has been accepted to avoid any delays in completing Stage 1. Stage 2. Assessment. Once the Stage 1 audit is complete, you will be informed of the outcome of Stage 1. If the decision is to progress you to Stage 2 of your adoption application process, this stage must be completed in 4 months. Your social worker will visit you at home and carry out an assessment of your suitability and capacity to look after children from the care system, your practical circumstances, and what kind of children you would be suitable for. You will have a discussion about how many children you might adopt, what age range you would consider, and what kind of child you might adopt. This may change from your initial thoughts as a result of attending preparation groups and discussions with your social worker. PACT social workers have many years of experience in matching children with families and offer their guidance and advice. It is sensible to be as open as possible, but also realistic. The home study meetings will take place over 3 months and are likely to consist of up to 8 2-hour meetings at your home, or fewer meetings lasting longer. Most meetings will take place during the daytime, and we ask you to commit to these meetings in order to ensure that you will be ready for your allocated panel approval date. These meetings and the panel approval date, which we encourage you to attend, will be agreed at the beginning of stage two. Following these meetings, your social worker will put together a prospective adopter report, PAR. This is for the panel of professionals who are nominated by PACT to review potential adopters, based on the PAR. The completed report will include details of your background and experiences, a description of your lifestyle and values, and the type of children you could care for, as well as how a child or children might fit in your family. You will have the opportunity to contribute to the report and to view and comment on the final version before it is circulated. A quote from Hannah, a PACT adopter. To anyone considering adoption, I'd say do it. Jump all over it. It's the best thing we've ever done. Stage 2. Adoption Panel. Your prospective adopter report, PAR, will be presented to the members of PACT's adoption panel by your social worker. You will be invited to attend this meeting. PACT's adoption panel will recommend whether they feel you are suitable to be approved as adopters. Their recommendation will include the number of children, age range, and gender they advise you to consider. This advice will reflect the discussions you will have had with your social worker about the children who would complement your circumstances. The panel is made up of various people, mostly independent of PACT, who have personal and/or professional experience of adoption, fostering, or looked after children. Your social worker will inform you of the panel's recommendation on the day of panel, and then PACT's chief executive will consider the recommendation and reach a formal decision within 7 working days. When applications are not accepted, we will explain the reason behind this decision and provide details of the independent review mechanism. Post-panel reviews. We aim to match you to a child or children within 6 months of the approval decision. However, occasionally, if approved adopters wait more than 12 months to be matched with a child, a review will be necessary. Reviews are necessary to legally maintain your approved status. In the case of adoption, this will be a written review and will include a visit from your social worker. Family finding. Searching, links, and matching. The searching stage is when we look for a child or children for you to adopt. Your social worker and our family placements officer work together at this crucial stage to identify possible matches for you. This is an exciting and anxious time, and we take care to find a child who will suit you and your family. We may identify and suggest children for you to consider adopting before you go to the adoption panel, and your social worker will discuss this with you if this is the case. This helps to speed up the time it takes to find a child for you. Following your panel approval, we will circulate your details to local authorities nationwide who have children waiting for adoption. Local authority workers compile profiles of children in their care, and we will send you the details of children which we feel would suit you and fit with your family and circumstances. Your details will be added to the National Adoption Register, and your social worker will also compile a short PACT profile on you to promote your suitability in addition to the full PAR. Prospective adopters can subscribe to publications such as Children Who Wait, www.adoptionuk.org. You can let us know about any children you would like to find out more about, and we will follow up with their social worker. When a child or children are identified, your social worker and PACT's family placement officer will send you details of the child or children and stay in regular contact with you. We will receive a CPR, Child Permanence Report, from the local authority for any child or children you wish to consider. This will give you details of the child's background and why they need to be adopted. Your social worker will help you prepare for the realities of becoming an adopter. This search becomes a link when both you and the child or children's social worker agree that you can offer the home and situation which best meets the needs of the child or children concerned. At this stage, you will be able to meet some of the people who know the child or children and find out more about their background and current needs. Your social worker will support you in presenting your suitability to the child or children's social worker. Sometimes you may look at the details of several children before you feel a connection or interest that makes you want to progress to the meeting stage. And sometimes the children's social worker may not wish to progress your interest because another family is also suitable and considered a better fit, and they will recommend a link with them. This can be a tough part of the process, but there is a match for everyone. So make sure you seek support from other adopters and your PACT social worker. Matching panel approval. If you, your social worker, and the child or children's local authority, placing authority, social workers, are in agreement to proceed, the link will be considered for matching by the local authority's adoption matching panel. This panel gives their recommendation based on the best interests of the child. A senior manager will ratify the panel's decision. Like the approval panel, the matching panel is made up of various people, including independent of the placing authority, who have personal and or professional experience of adoption or looked after children. Introductions. Once the match has been approved, you and the child or children will get to know each other during a series of introductory meetings. This is a planned schedule, during which you will increasingly spend more time with the child or children in their fostering environment until they come to live with you permanently. This introductory period can last from 10 to 14 days, depending on the age and needs of the child or children. Placement. Once you and the child or children are comfortable and ready, it will be time for the child or children to move in. This is when it will all finally start to feel real, and when the hard work of parenting begins. Those who have done it say that nothing can fully prepare you for the excitement and exhaustion you feel at this stage. Your social worker and the child's social worker will meet with you regularly in the early stages of placement to provide support and help with any issues that may arise. A regular pattern of meetings and visits will begin, and the child will have reviews at set intervals as the placement is monitored, supported, and strengthened. When a child is placed for adoption, you, as a prospective adopter, will acquire Share PR, parental responsibility, which recognises you as a parental figure in the child's life. However, at this stage, the local authority usually also have PR, and possibly the birth parent as well. So decisions during the placement may have to be made in conjunction with the child's social worker. Establishing your family. Court approval. Your social worker will let you know when to apply to adopt your child or children, and will confirm this at a review meeting. You will then submit a court application to adopt your child or children. This application will be accompanied by a report from your social worker. Before applying for the adoption order, the law currently states that any children must have lived with their prospective adopters for at least 10 weeks. However, in some cases, it can take up to a year to ensure that the adoption order is right for the child. The adoption order will be granted at a court hearing, followed a few weeks later by a celebration hearing, which the child or children can attend with you. When the adoption is finalised in court in this way, the birth parents and local authority are no longer legally responsible for the child, and you become the child's legal parent and the only ones with parental responsibility. Contact and support. It is very important for your child or children to maintain positive links with their birth family where possible. This could be through letterbox contact or sometimes face-to-face meetings with important people from the child or children's life, such as siblings. At all times, contact is arranged with your agreement, and your social worker will be happy to explain what this involves. PACT will be available to you for ongoing support after the adoption order has gone through. Ongoing adoption placement support. PACT supports all its families for life and has a team of experienced therapists in its Strengthening Families team who are available for advice and support at any time after placement. Some families may require specialist therapeutic support to help their children come to terms with traumatic experiences they have endured prior to being adopted. PACT's award-winning FACT service, Family and Children Therapeutic Support, are provided by an experienced and stable workforce who understand the issues that children who have suffered from trauma and loss can bring to their new families. They are able to combine their broad range of skills to create a unique service that is tailored to each family's individual needs. All PACT families have access to this service. PACT training courses, such as the 12-week attachment-based parenting course, are also available to PACT's adopters. Some of the FACT services are educational psychologists, play therapy, art therapy, filial therapy, couple counselling, life story work, identity work, especially for Black and minority ethnic children, post-approval workshops and training, father's group, adoptive family links, support groups. A quote from Georgia, a PACT adopter. The level of support offered post-adoption is invaluable for both myself and my son. Bursary. PACT is able to provide assessments and therapeutic support covered by the Adoption Support Fund. Other support not covered by the ASF can be provided to families in need of therapeutic services, thanks to the funds raised for the FACTS Bursary, which was launched in 2012. The FACTS Bursary also funds parenting courses for PACT families and our online virtual support clinic. The aims of the bursary are to provide a comprehensive and affordable service to enable families to access appropriate specialist support for their children, to increase the likelihood of sustainable adoption, to enhance the health and well-being of the child. Supporting PACT. Families who adopt through PACT are encouraged to support the charity in a variety of ways, including becoming a friend of PACT, supporting fundraising events, speaking at information events, and following PACT Charity on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Please ask for a copy of our leaflet, Opportunities for PACT Families, to see how you could make a difference. Money matters. Health assessments or medicals. Prospective adopters have to arrange and pay for their own GP medical checks, required as part of the assessment process. This charge is set by the applicant's GP. Adoption allowance. If an adopted child has significant needs that require financial assistance, an adoption allowance may be paid by the placing local authority, but this is not the norm. However, PACT can sometimes negotiate funds for the provision of additional therapeutic support or access funds from the FACT bursary. Legal expenses. There is a set fee to lodge an adoption application in the county court, and there may be legal costs involved if the application is complex. The child's local authority may pay for part or all of these charges, especially with complex cases. Preparing your home. All families will be expected to prepare their home for a child, with an appropriate bed, etc., and therefore, any significant additional expenses may only be considered at the discretion of the placing local authority. Recommended reading. Could You Be My Parent? Adoption and Fostering Stories. Edited by Leonie Sturge Moore. BAAF. Published November 2005. Attachment Handbook for Foster Care and Adoption. Gillian Schofield and Mary Beek. BAAF. Published June 8, 2006. The Primal Wound, Understanding the Adopted Child. Nancy Newton Verrier, published by Penguin. Lesbian and Gay Fostering and Adoption. Extraordinary Yet Ordinary. Edited by Stephen Hicks and Janet McDermott. Jessica Kingsley, 1999. Adopting a Child, A Guide for People Interested in Adoption. 7th edition. J. Lord, BAAF, 2006. Raising Adopted Children, Revised Edition. Practical Reassuring Advice for Every Adoptive Parent. Lois Ruskai Molina. Race and Ethnicity, A Guide to the Needs of Black, Minority Ethnic, and White Children in Family Placement. Beverly Prevat Goldstein and Marcia Spencer. BAAF, 2000. Next Steps in Parenting the Child Who Hurts, Tykes and Teens. Caroline Archer, Jessica Kingsley, 1999. Attachment, Trauma and Resilience, Therapeutic Caring for Children, Kate Cairns, BAAF, 2002. Approaching Fatherhood, A Guide for Adoptive Dads and Others, Paul May, BAAF, 2005. A Child's Journey Through Placement, Vera Falberg, BAAF, 1994. Useful resources. First for Adoption, 0300-222-0022. firstforadoption.org.uk. Corum BAAF, Adoption and Fostering Academy, 0207-520-0300. corumbaaf.org.uk. New Family Social, newfamilysocial.org.uk. Supporting LGBT adopters and foster carers. Adoption UK, 0844-848-7900, adoptionuk.org. Public Services, gov.uk. Consortium of Voluntary Adoption Agencies, CVAA, cvaa.org.uk. Please note, PACT has no control over the content of the websites listed, and therefore cannot accept any responsibility for their content. Contact us. PACT is here to provide you with all the information you need and answer your questions honestly and clearly. There will be no obligation on you to continue the process. Call us on 0300 456 4800. Visit our website at pactcharity.org. Addresses: Reading, 7 Southern Court, South Street, Reading, RG1 4QS. London, Pimlico. Diocesan House, 36 Causton Street, London, SW1P 4AU. Brighton, Community Base, 113 Queen's Road, Brighton, BN1 3XG. Email us on info@pactcharity.org. Our social media is @pactcharity. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter and LinkedIn. Feedback. PACT welcomes feedback on its services, and we are keen to receive suggestions about how our services could be improved. Feedback evaluation forms are used by all services, so please do fill these in or email info@pactcharity.org. If you wish to make a formal complaint about PACT services, or you are a child or a person representing a child, we have a framework for this. If you have any queries about this process, please contact our service director, Lorna Hunt, by email, lorna.hunt@pactcharity.org, or visit our website, www.pactcharity.org. A quote from Syra Khan, a PACT adopter. As first-time adopters, my husband and I were dreading the adoption process. Thanks to PACT, our experience was a dream, and our family is now complete. We chose PACT, our local adoption charity, and found them to be professional, kind, and supportive.